Happy New Year.
Right. Instead of saying thank you might say I'm much
obliged.
Mm-hmm. And you might say I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And if you, anything else?
Buy something or something.
If you made a purchase, the storekeeper took a piece of paper and he
wrapped it.
And when you got home, you
unwrapped it.
And if you sold it for less than you paid, you'd be selling it how? At a
discount.
Or
at a loss.
Mm-hmm. And you might say of a car, I would like to have that, but it blank too much.
Cost too much.
Okay.
Use too much gas.
Yeah, that's probably true. On the first of the month, the bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
If you had no money, you might go to the bank and try to
borrow.
And the banker might say, I'm sorry, but money is
scarce.
Mm-hmm. And here's another word we were talking about a few minutes ago. A boy might run down to the springboard and
dive in.
So yesterday
he dove in.
Which would you say?
I'd say he dived in.
Okay. And if he dived in and he hit the water flat, what would you call that?
I call it a belly buster.
All right. And if he put his head down on the ground and then he rolled over, that's what?
Tumble set.
Mm-hmm. And to get across the river, he dived in and he
swam across.
And if you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers might give you a little present and say it's for...
Paying my bill.
They may not do that here.
Paying your bill, no, they don't.
Okay. Did you ever hear the word lanyap? Okay. If somebody got caught in the whirlpool and he couldn't get out, you'd say he got...
Caught in the whirlpool.
He died in the water, you'd say he...
Drowned, oh yeah.
Okay. What does a baby do before it can walk?
Crawls.
All right. And if you saw something up a tree and you wanted to get up to it, you went over to it and you...
climbed the tree.
Mm-hmm. And in praying, you might walk up... You'd say she walked up to the altar and she...
knelt.
Talking about something you saw in your sleep, this is what I...
The vision of me, or dreamed, or...
Then if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you do what?
Stomp.
And if a boy met a girl at the party and wanted to go home with her, he might say, may I...
carry you home.
Okay.
They used to say, carry me home.
Does that mean in a car?
That means anyway, just...
Oh, well, suppose they're on foot.
Well, that means carry you home.
Still say carry you home. Okay.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
I walk home with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something up in some place, you know, carry me home. They laugh at the Southern are saying that. They're gonna pick him up and carry him on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm. They say that, though, all over the South. A lot of people do. If you had to carry a very heavy suitcase, instead of saying I carried it, you might say I...
toted it up.
Right. If the children were getting too close to a hot stove, you might say, don't
touch.
All right. If you needed the hammer, you might say to me, go
fetch the hammer.
All right.
Or get the hammer.
Okay. And what is the game where one person hides his eyes and the others go hide?
Blindfold, bluff, blind man's bluff, or hide and go seek.
Are they the same?
I think so. Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. And then what would you call a place where they might run back to and be safe?
Be the home base.
Mm-hmm. You throw a ball and you ask somebody to
catch it.
And I threw it and he
caught it.
Okay. And let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
Mm-hmm. If you're about to punish a child, he might say, please give me one more
chance.
And if a man can always see the point of a joke, you say he has a good sense of
humor.
And if you had termites, you might say the exterminating company will get...
get